It's time for your morning pep talk with Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Happy Monday to you. Listen, we're going to motivate you this morning with some heroic stories and something really cool. You know, I love that we get to have opportunities to tell you about how you can give back to your community and support some amazing organizations and people, the people behind them, just by being able to just like step out and say, hey, I want to make a difference in this world. And so joining me now, I have Carl Schwelm. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Good morning, Jenna. Thank you so much.
Oh, I am so honored to have you and to be able to talk about a really cool event happening next Saturday. We're going to get to that in just a moment, but you just taught me something very cool. And I did not know this word before. So your official role isn't president. It's another word that you use that is similar to president.
Well, it's commandant, but I wouldn't put it in capitals because we do have a commandant of the Marine Corps who's the head of all of us.
Yes.
Way up in Washington. And
yes.
He wears four stars.
He does.
I have no stars, and I'm the small C commandant.
You have stars in your eyes, though, and
kind.
I can see that because you have so much passion, and you are here representing the Marine Corps League of Pensacola.
Correct, and that's a .org.
Yes, you okay. are a nonprofit that supports other nonprofits to make them possible.
Absolutely, and that's what's so exciting about this Saturday because it's the Semper Fi 5K, and all of the money, and our goal is $50,000 will be given to six children's charities. And you could read them right off the flyer if you wanted, or I can read them myself.
So I do. So I recognize some of these charities, by
yes,
the way, Carl.
Yes.
And please, if you have a question or a comment, you want to hop on in and chat with Carl and myself this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel, please do. 850-437-1620. So this 5K charity run for the children is happening next Saturday, November the 13th at 8 a.m. at Seville Quarter, downtown Pensacola. So this is pretty incredible. The race is actually dedicated. Before we talk about who is going to be supported through this, the race is dedicated to a specific person.
Correct. Even though he was born in Chicago, Lieutenant General Chuck Pittman became an icon mm-hmm. out at Pensacola Beach. So you folks put on all the shows Tuesday
yes.
night out at the beach, and I attend them with my wife, so thank you for that. But General Pittman became an icon here in Pensacola. But for me, as a retired Marine aviator, he's one of my heroes. I'm not a contemporary. He's a little bit older, but I do know all the wonderful things that he did. Shot down seven times in Vietnam, saved a bunch of civilians over in New Orleans in 1973. He was part of the failed Iran raid. Mm-hmm. We call it Eagle Claw, so you can look that up
yeah.
for some history. He came here, earned three stars, just a wonderful man. And the theme of his life is, who's going with me? He never asked anyone else to do what he wasn't going to do, but he did ask people to come with him. So that's what we're asking this Saturday. Who's going to go with us? Come to the run. Now, if you get there at 8 o'clock, you'll see everybody leave. So come
you
earlier.
Get there early.
Yeah, come early. Not as early as the Marines. They'll be there at 05. But show up by 6:37. You can apply right there. Pay us the money for your race. The
yeah.
T-shirt will be wonderful.
Okay, perfect. And so I want to ask really quickly, and of course, while you were chatting, I was able to do a little Googling over here because you said Eagle Claw. And yes, I love that there's history behind it and servitude. And thank you for your service and for being one of the many brave men that serve our country and women. And so thank you so much. And for then, after your service, coming back and doing more, which just brings so much joy to my life and to my heart. And so this is really cool. Okay, so Carl, all proceeds are going to, it looks like, 6 different organizations to support children in our area.
Correct. Now, I'm going to emphasize the all proceeds. We are a 501c3. All proceeds.
All proceeds.
So whatever we take in, we're giving out. That's just wonderful. As I said, we're shooting for 50,000. We will have given out over 600,000. This will put us over 650,000 over the 37 years of this event. Can I brag a little bit about a local guy, May Good?
Always.
Okay, good. Well, there's a young man out there. I don't know if he's listening or not because he's out training aviators, but his name is Caveman. Now, he had a real name. I guess his mom called him Chris, but Caveman Holsworth. Hello. He started this race as a result of the Beirut bombing. You have to be old like me to remember 1983. President Reagan sent Americans over to Beirut, Lebanon, for peacekeeping. And tragically, one morning, 220 Marines plus 21 other individuals were blown up and killed. And so Chris Holsworth, he started this race. The Marine Air Training Support groups have continued the race. We picked it back up, I believe, in 2014, when the active component was so busy with training aviators for the wars overseas. And so we've been running it again, but $650,000 over those years, all of that money goes to the charities.
That's incredible. I absolutely love that. And those stories of inspiration, I hope, will just remind you that you can do something in your community. You can make a difference. It doesn't stop when you think like, oh, I retired from the service, you get to go home and sit. But I can see in your heart that you do not have time or the patience to sit. You want to keep going and keep giving back to your community all around you.
Well, I love being a Marine, and so let me brag about this Marine Corps League of Pensacola. They are so special. We care for all veterans, so any veteran out there, you can join our organization, the Marine Corps League of Pensacola. We'd love to have you. During the year, we honor Heroes Among Us. That's a 6-month program that we have that meets at Seville Quarter and lets a hero from the past talk and try to make that link to the future generations. And so we have Coast Guard people, we have Navy people, we have Air Force people, we have Army people all come and tell about their heroic efforts.
Oh, very cool. Will we be able to experience some of that on Saturday?
There are plenty of us old guys there. Talk to some guy, grizzled guy like me that's standing around, not running. But for all you younger people who want to be around young people, Chris Holsworth, Caveman, has invited the young Marine aviators, potential aviators, to the race. We're told that they will show up en masse, so there should be 300, maybe even 400 young officers that'll be at this event, and the race starts at 8 o'clock.
Very, very cool. And of course, I want to remind you, you can go online to Marine Corps League Pensacola.org. And right there, it will bring you up to the Semper Fi 5K run. And automatically, I went and clicked on it just to make sure. I always like to do that for you, double check. And yes, so all the information for Saturday is right there. A little history about Lieutenant General Charles Chuck Pittman. Yes. And there's actually more stories, by the way. about him. So I went down a rabbit trail of stories just a moment ago. And so it's really, really cool to see that you support so many different things. We're going to take a quick break here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. And if you'd like to hop on into the conversation this morning, please do. 850-437-1620. Carl Schwelm is here. And guess what? We're going to talk about the amazing kiddos that are impacted through this 5K, because we're going to give away some money and we need your help. We need your help to be able to get these kids just on the right path. There's a lot of different programs here locally, and they support children in our area. And it's not just children, because those children are going to grow up and become heroes as well. So stick around. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel.
To start your education or to change careers, Pensacola State College is the place for you. We offer bachelor's degrees, two-year degrees, career certificates, and more, ranging from nursing to welding. Apply today, PensacolaState.edu. Pensacola State is offering free money this spring semester to assist with tuition, books, housing, childcare, and much more. And the money does not have to be repaid. For more information, go to PensacolaState.edu/cares.
There's just something special about Pensacola in the fall. Crisp blue skies, white sandy beaches, coastal breezes, and cool evening strolls through the historic downtown. But it's also the arts, cultural events, delicious cuisine, downtown markets, historical attractions, the Arts and Crafts Festival, refreshing drinks, swaying to live music, and so many new experiences to enjoy. How will you foo? Foo Foo in the fall in Pensacola, Florida, November 4th through the 15th. Plan your getaway at foofoofest.com.
Jack's Sports Bar and Grill is now open. It's your place to go for the best sports and food in town. Wings that are brined, smoked, and then fried. Cheesesteak that is out of this world. Heck, the Jack's fries alone are amazing. Yeah, they have the NFL ticket, and they have it for the NHL, college football, and the NBA. Big screens everywhere throughout the bar, dining room, and the patio. Open till midnight, Sunday through Thursday, and 2 a.m. on the weekends. Jack's Sports Bar and Grill, locally and veteran-owned and operated on 9th and Underwood in the Old Italy's finest location.
Here at ADS Communications Pensacola, we have a job opening. We're looking for part-time help from a handyman. Can you fix just about anything that needs fixing? We need help with building maintenance, electrical and engineering work, some vehicle maintenance. You get the idea. It's hard to nail down exactly what's needed, a little bit of everything, including maybe nailing down something. Apply today at hr@catcountry987.com and come fix our stuff.
Our national news is powered by Fox, and our local newsroom is open all day, every 30 minutes, and whenever news breaks, hear it first right here. News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
To the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Good morning to you. 850-437-1620. Okay, so I've now become friends. We are friends now, Carl. Carl Schwelm is here. He is Commandant of Marine Corps League of Pensacola, and he is inviting you, yes, you, my friend, to a very special 5K happening this upcoming Saturday, November the 13th. It starts, the actual run, like when you begin to like run, is at 8 a.m. So you got to get there early, all right? But before we talk about those details and give a little shout out to sponsors who we absolutely love, I want to talk about where the proceeds, all proceeds, Carl, I got you, all proceeds, where they go to. So let's kick off with Boys and Girls Club of the Emerald Coast.
Okay, Boys and Girls Club. My heart has always been a Boys and Girls Club guy, and I'm so proud of so many people who give of their time to these young men and women that may not have the role models that we can provide. So again, you don't have to be a Marine to step up and help out Boys and Girls Club, but supporting this race will help. Again, Jenna emphasized net. Everything we take in, we don't take a dime out. Everything is net to the individual organizations. So
that's right. And this is incredible, because Boys and Girls Club of the Emerald Coast, they they need help too. They need support. Not all organizations can bring in funding on their own because they're so busy actually doing the work. Mm. And so having that funding arm from y'all helps them be able to go do what they need to do. So we've got Boys and Girls Club of the Emerald Coast. Tell me about, real quick, I know about Escambia Westgate School. And of course, we love the Miracle League of Pensacola. Had them on a couple of weeks ago. Absolutely incredible. Gulf Coast Kids House. I can't say enough good things about them.
Right. I agree. Gulf Coast Kids House is just awesome.
Honestly.
My Rotarian friends go there and support them in that way. By meeting Elite Academy of Santa Rosa, I mean, in New Horizons, Northwest Florida.
Tell me about New Horizons.
Well, I'm not the one to actually talk about that, but when you do come to the race, you'll get to meet all of these individuals.
Will they be there?
Yes, they will be there, not just to collect the money, but there to mingle with everybody. We're so appreciative.
You get to see where the money goes.
That's correct, and who is handling it.
And it all impacts the children.
And it all impacts the children. It's just a wonderful opportunity. The community, you know, I got to go back to just being a Marine. Marines, you either love us or don't like us. And if you don't like us, then there's something wrong with you. But our best friend, worst enemy, kind of a slogan. But we're always giving back. Marines, because of the crucible that Marines go through in their life, as part of the Marine Corps, when they get on civilian world, add so much color, but they add so much strength and resiliency to each of the communities. So we're servant leaders, and that's what it's all about. And so come meet the six servant leaders of these organizations on Saturday. See where your money is going. You're not just giving it to the Marines. We're just passing it right on through to these folks.
That's so good. And so let's talk about how things are going to happen on Saturday, because like I mentioned before, the actual race, when you will begin running, starts at 8. So the best way to experience everything is to arrive early.
Okay. Well, if you want to be a Marine, 0500.
Yes, there you go.
0500, the folks from Marine Air Training Support Group who train our aviators and our enlisted folks to help aviation, they'll be there at Seville Quarter. So come on, and I think that's a little bit before the sun comes up. And then Color Guard will arrive by 7 o'clock in the morning, and if you want to sing the national anthem, come warm up your vocals, because we'll do that at 7:40. But we're going to do a rehearsal. We will have some dignitaries. Mm-hmm. We'll have a flyover by a Marine aviator, Paul Hamlin, and I'm going to put in a promotion. He's running for judge here in town. Marine, we need Marine judges. We have our own. So we need another one. And then at 0800, well, back to 0740, the ceremony, March of the Colors, the national anthem, and then at 0800, Mary Pittman, General Pittman's daughter, will be here. She's coming into town for this special event in honor and remembrance of her dad, Lieutenant General Chuck Pittman.
We have a jam-packed crowd of people joining on Saturday.
Uh-oh.
So you have to get out there in a decent time to be able to experience the entire thing. I absolutely love this. Again, the Semper Fi 5K run is happening this upcoming Saturday, November. Oh, you can walk too.
You can walk too.
Oh, you don't have to run it the whole time.
I just want the T-shirt. I gotta walk. I'm old.
There's
Jenna,
no shame
I'm
in
old.
That. Carl, it's okay. It's not about like how fast you get there. It's about finishing.
Okay.
Right?
Yes, please. And the scenery is just beautiful, because you're gonna go along the water. You're gonna go Veterans Memorial Park. And you go through the Seville, you know, the Palafox and all that, and it's just special. So come on downtown.
It'll be so special. I love that. And you know what? Let me just tell you, this past Saturday, my 7-year-old did her first 5K and completed. And yes, there was walking, maybe some piggyback rides with mom and dad, but she finished. And so it gave me just so much pride and joy. And so if she can do it, you can do it, especially if it goes back to a great cause. And you have some amazing sponsors as well helping you put this on.
Please, if I could, just the when we picked the 5K back up from the active component, a fellow named Jim Grant, and he's one of the owners or the owner of Total Employment Leasing, or we call that TEL, T-E-L, and they're a staffing company. But Jim Grant and his folks have just been wonderful, come alongside. They put up a whole lot of money, a whole lot of time, and we're so appreciative of them. And, of course, Running Wild, right there on East Cervantes, go get your shoes there, and you can go buy your race packet there. Those two people really deserve a shout-out. But, of course, across the board, there's so many folks, Navy Federal Credit Union and Pan Air and on, who support us here in the city.
Of course, and why wouldn't they? It's such an incredible cause, and we're going to explain one more time what we're talking about this morning. We have to take a quick break here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. Don't go anywhere. We're going to tell you one more time what you can be a part of, something absolutely amazing this upcoming Saturday.
If there's one place you don't want to get rushed, it's when you're at the doctor. Quality time is the key to quality health care. With VIP care, it's not an in-and-out 15-minute once-over in the exam room. You get time with your doctor to get the best treatment. And VIP care is all about prevention, too. They want to help you get healthy and stay healthy. You really are a VIP.
Better health. It's about time.
VIP care.
In Pensacola on Davis Highway, Fine Forest Road, and Mobile Highway. In Milton on Caroline Street.
Since 2004, Impact 100 Pensacola Bay Area has awarded 131 transformative grants, totaling nearly $14 million to nonprofit organizations serving Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. I'm Roz Leahy, president of this women's philanthropic organization, inviting you to learn more by joining us at an upcoming Meet and Mingle membership event. For details, visit impact100pensacola.org.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 has an immediate job opening for an experienced news reporter and anchor. We're an award-winning news team with a strong sense of local community and a desire to serve and inform the thousands of people who rely on us for breaking news, weather, and traffic. If you know the importance of accurate news reporting, a creative writer, and engaging storyteller, this is the next step in your journalism career. Contact HR at newsradio1620.com or apply at newsradio923.com. ADX is an equal opportunity employer.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil is only $19.99. It's the hottest deal of the year for the coldest time of the year. So if you're in your car right now, there's no need to turn on the heat. I'm about to read this sizzler again. That's Napa Full Synthetic for a hot $19.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating locations, does not include taxes and fees. Advertised sale price not available in some states. Offer ends 12/31/21.
We're wrapping things up here on the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning. My friend Carl Schwelm has joined us. He is the Commandant of Marine Corps League Pensacola, inviting you to an upcoming 5K walk run. Yes, this upcoming Saturday morning, November 13th. The run kicks off at 8, but you can get there early to hear some amazing stories, be a part of the national anthem, and be able to meet the incredible organizations that will be fully supported through this run. All the funds go back to 6 organizations that support children in our local area. So one more time, Carl, before we wrap things up, where can everyone go to find out more information or to sign up?
Okay, well, one of our sponsors and helpers is Running Wild on East Cervantes. So go to their website, werunwild.com, or you can go to Semperfi, S-E-M-P-E-R-F-I, 5K.org, or you can go to Marine Corps League Pensacola.org. So that's for sign up.
Yes, and it's going to be an incredibly beautiful weekend. I also see our phones blowing up. We're about to be out of time here. We're wrapping up in our last few seconds here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I want to thank you, Carl. Thank you for your service to our country, and thank you for your continual service to our neighborhood, to our community, and to the people around you, and wanting to bless them with your life. And so I really appreciate that. And service members are heroes, and I respect you so much.
I want to say a happy birthday to the Marine Corps for this coming Wednesday. That's 246 right. years. And on Thursday, if you have time, be at Veterans Memorial Park downtown Pensacola, or wherever your Veterans Park is in your community, at 1100, that's 11 a.m., for the festivities honoring Veterans Day.
Yes, and thank you so much. A great week to run and honor our men and women in service and all of our veterans. Thank you so much again, Carl, for all that you do. All right, don't go anywhere. We've got more coming up here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Oh, I've got my friend Candy
hey.
In the newsroom. Good morning.
Hoorah. I'm waiting for a Saturday, and I'll do the mosey, the 5K mosey.
That's right.
That's
okay.
Can't wait.
I'm all right with that.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.